As the climate changes, subsistence hunters in Alaska are changing with it. With warm temperatures this winter, sea ice is forming exceptionally slowly in the Arctic and Bering Strait regions. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, hunters in Shishmaref are finding ways to adapt.
There's finally ice covering the Chukchi Sea at the edge of town as Dennis Davis sets up his new drone.
Some people think it's a toy, but a lot of people know that it's an actual tool.
It is a serious drone worth about $5,000 with a really nice camera mounted under four buzzing propellers. Davis plugs his iPhone into the controller and sends the microwave-sized device speeding out over the sea ice. He looks down at his screen and points out different kinds of ice.
So you can see the different colors in the ice. So what you want is more of the bluer ice like this ice out here.
Blue ice, Davis explains, is more solid than white. Those are areas where people can travel over more safely. Hunters have always watched for these conditions, but the drone can scout further and faster than the naked eye. And that's become more important in recent years, as sea ice conditions have become less predictable. Now, Davis is using his drone to map the best route across the ice.
To more or less, you know, set a course for everybody when they go out hunting in the springtime, I just send out the drone and find the best available trail that they can use instead of having to just go out and mess around on the ice.
It's one way hunters in Shishmaref are adapting to changing conditions. There are others. Davis, for instance, is changing not just how he hunts, but what he hunts. Traditionally, people in Shishmaref relied more heavily on marine mammals for food. In the last few decades, residents say more caribou are venturing closer to town, increasing the local harvest. Salmon returns in the region are booming, and muskoxen, which were wiped out of Alaska in the 1800s, were reintroduced to the mainland 50 years ago and are steadily working their way back into people's diets. In fact, it's one of Davis's favorites. Back home, he's frying up a house special, muskox burgers.
Dang, that's done.
Yeah. Davis likes to cook about as much as he loves to eat, but subsistence isn't just a culinary hobby. For Davis, like most people in Shishmaref, it is a necessity. He and his wife have all seven of their kids living at home. Dinner tonight is self-serve, with everyone grabbing burgers as they come off the stove. By the time it's done, all 8 pounds of meat that Davis mixed together is gone. Buying this much frozen ground beef at the store would have cost up to $70, a per meal cost that's out of reach for many in rural communities where jobs and cash are scarce. And muskoxen have become a relatively reliable source of meat.
With muskox, I mean, you know where they're at. You know how they behave. They're not going anywhere. They just stay in the same spot.
That consistency is a relief because environmental conditions are making ocean hunting less and less predictable. In years like this, when the sea ice forms later, it doesn't get as thick, and come springtime, it disappears much faster. That's a problem for hunting ice seals, walrus, and bearded seal, or ugruk.
The way we hunt ugruk or seal hasn't changed. The conditions have.
That's Davis's father-in-law, Percy Nyakpak. He's 65 and says this year's freeze-up is the latest he remembers. As the sea ice retreats, the animals follow, and hunters have to travel further and further to find them. That's not only more expensive, it's dangerous, as weather and sea conditions become more variable. A recent study concluded that marine mammals are still plentiful, but access is getting harder, with worse conditions and shorter windows of time. Nyakpak has seen plenty of shifts in the animals around Shishmaref, some good, some bad. The unpredictable weather worries him, but he's encouraged that younger hunters are constantly adapting.
We've always been hunters here. We hunt regardless of the situation.
For those tracking subsistence issues across Alaska, the sense of uncertainty brings a degree of optimism. Brandon Amasek manages subsistence resources for the Bering Straits Regional Nonprofit.
It's positive in my mind that our people are able to adapt. And they're doing so.
Some hunters are taking advantage of new opportunities. Open water later in the year around St. Lawrence Island has meant more bowhead whale harvests for Savunga in recent years. Amasek says the longer travel to reach hunting grounds requires more money for gas, leading communities to pool resources. And of course, there's Dennis Davis's drone. With healthy food basically unaffordable at local stores, Amasek says hunters have no option but to adapt.
They're still going to make it happen. Because they have to put food on the table. You know, in the villages, they have to do something to offset whatever they can't get from the store. They don't have a choice. They have to. They have to go get it.
Amasek's big worry is whether a changing climate could affect animal populations and wellness in the coming years. But as long as the animals are healthy, he's optimistic people in the region will find ways to live off them. In Shishmaref, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The story was made possible by a fellowship from the Marguerite Casey Foundation.